Good evening. This is Deborah Herman, and this is Soul Odyssey Radio. And each week we talk about the progression of your soul and other topics of the paranormal, the spiritual. And this week, every week I get a different topic from Spirit, and sometimes I feel called to have a guest, and sometimes I feel called to just open it up to you, either to listen or to call in and join in discussion and ask questions. But this week I got a very strong sense that it's time to talk about our spiritual mission. Because whenever I do individual sessions with people, or even in general, just in conversation with people that I perceive to be on a spiritual path, the anxiety I feel is always about, what am I supposed to be doing, and what does God want me to do, and what is my mission, and am I blowing it? Have I messed up? Why at this age have I not done this, this, and this? And I also work as a literary agent and I'm as a writer, and so many times when I receive information from writers, it's like I was told I was supposed to have a book done and it needs to be done yesterday, and I have to be writing this and doing that, and sometimes there's the idea that that every single person who's called to write a book needs to be the next Wayne Dyer. And, you know, we perceive what is success in this world, who is going to have favor from the universe for having fulfilled the human mission. And so it's something I've been thinking about for a long time, and I wanted to at least give you my perspective of it and see if it helps some of you to feel less anxious about, you know, why you're here and what you're doing and what your future is supposed to be. And I absolutely welcome you to call in this evening. I've left it open. The number is 888-815-9756. I can do a Soul Odyssey card spread for you individually if you want to know what Spirit specifically has in store for you and wants to tell you about your mission and, you know, the status of your work. Because, you know, we've all heard of writer's block. And those of us who are writers know what that's like. But there's also spiritual block. There are times when we just feel like we're the dunce of the universe, that no matter what we're doing, we're just not getting it. And we're not hearing it. And we're not feeling it. Some of the most amazing people will admit to sometimes feeling totally disconnected from their sense of spirituality, from God, you know, that they're just living in darkness. And we're not. Not a day goes by that you are not connected. I'll have to make sure I've said that correctly. Let's put it in a positive way. You are always connected to God, the universe, and to the divine spark in each other. You are never disconnected. But part of being a human, part of the human experience, is this constant sense of progress or lack thereof. You are on a path and you are on a journey. And so you're going to feel that it's like, can't you give me a map already? Can't you finally tell me, you know, what it's all about? Some of us are blessed with some sense of what our pre-birth contract might have been, but it's always in generalities. You know, we have a sense that we agreed to something before we got here. You know, that's the sense of mission. But I don't know many people who really have it completely spelled out exactly what that is. Because I know for me, my path has always been on a need-to-know basis. What I think is going to happen in the next, 6 months isn't typically what happens in the next 6 months. I find that I'm given these spiritual downloads all the time with new awareness and new comprehension. And I'm grateful to have the opportunity to have this radio show on BBS Radio because I have an avenue through which to share my thoughts and feelings with other like-minded people. And again, I really welcome your feedback and your messages and your questions so that we can get into a dialogue about, you know, the sense of spiritual mission. The number here is 888-815-9756. And I want to hear all about your stories. Calling into the radio is a lot of fun. The only thing you have to remember is to turn down the computer sound so that you're not having the reverberation. But I'm very open and willing to share with you what Spirit gives me to give to you about your own individual journey. I know that for me, I've always had a sense that, you know, I'm a procrastinator, and I've always wondered if, you know, Spirit, the angels, my guides, if they were just going to get fed up and say, you know, all right, we're waiting. And I realized that I was looking in the wrong place because, yeah, my accomplishments are one thing. And those are, it's great to accomplish things. It's great to have something tangible in this world, in this life, to look at and say, I did that. I accomplished that. But it occurs to me that what Spirit is really looking at is how we unfold into who we are as spiritual beings in this human form. And that's really the sign of whether or not we're fulfilling our mission, is our willingness to take it as it comes and to, you know, to roll with it and to be open to the awakening that happens on a daily basis, because we're given new vast amounts of information that we can't possibly fully comprehend. Maybe some of you will do it in one lifetime, but to be fully aware of all that there is to know, I think, would blow all of our circuits. So if you're focused or experiencing even a small amount of what there is and what's expected of you, then you're really ahead of the game. I did a session with someone this week, and there was such a sense of urgency, and it was really refreshing. I mean, it's always nice when people have goals and ambitions, but Spirit kept giving me this overall sense and this message for this woman to slow down and examine why. Why is it that you want this? Why do you want this project? Do you really want to be, and there's nothing wrong with wanting to be tangibly successful. Many people would like to have, you know, their own talk show. Many people would like to have best-selling books, and many people will and do. But it's not the path for everyone, even if you are an amazing, extraordinary healer. For some of you, the path may be to learn how to live with someone in a happy marriage and to be able to live simply and to grow past the need to sabotage relationships. That's pretty huge to be able to learn that as a growing human being, because one area that is, because that's one of the seven lessons. For those of you who've been listening all along since this show began approximately 1 year ago, I am proud to say it was sometime in October of 2009 that we began Soul Odyssey Radio. I've often talked about the seven lessons, courage, tolerance, self-protection, self-love, ego, love of humanity, and God-love. And if you are mastering those types of things, you are mastering your soul mission. And so if you think that, well, you know, God told me I needed to do this and I needed to do that, keep in mind that these day-to-day excursions into the world are equally important, if not more important. And, you know, when I talk to spirit, I'm channeling from what I consider the higher energy forms, because they certainly know more than I do. Sometimes I do, you know, speak with people who've passed over, and sometimes I speak with other people's guides. But for the most part, I am very comfortable knowing that this information and this education that I've received has come from higher ethereal beings who've been guiding me since I was a very young woman. Names that I've been given over the years, and I don't consider it important to talk about who you're, you know, to whom you're attributing your knowledge or whatever, but, you know, I've been told the name Metatron, and I know Archangel Michael is, as he speaks with many of you, has guided me through some very difficult times. I am certainly very happy to channel some information from these sources for you if you want to know more about your individual soul path. So I know that we have a nice listening audience tonight, so don't be shy. 888-815-9756. And the first person who calls will get a 3-card Soul Odyssey spread, where you will get a personal message from Spirit telling you about your seven lessons, your soul path, and what your mission is in this lifetime. So be the first one to call at 888-815-9756. And you will be making me happy, and you will be making Spirit happy, because this energy is available to you, and quite frankly, most of you do not avail yourself of it enough, because I have gifts of channeling and being able to see and have visions, but you have them too. And some of you just need to be able to refine your ability to discern what's, you know, it's hard sometimes to discern what's from us and what's from spirit. And that's part of the path, and that's part of what you learn as you use your gifts to a greater extent. And at this time, as we're going through a period moving toward ascension, Spirit wants you to learn to use your gifts. So, Kathy, you are the very, very first caller. I'm glad you're listening.
Thank you very much. I'm excited.
Well, let's get this going. Did you, before I pull some cards for you, are you interested in asking a question?
Yes, I really want to know what my soul's purpose is this lifetime.
Okay, well, let's start with the card deck. Now, what I'm going to do is, unfortunately, at this stage, you can't see the cards. They're okay. In prototype, and I'm getting them published. But I receive numbers from Spirit, and it tells me which cards to pull for you, and then there are words. So it'll give us a sense so the first one I'm getting is a 3, and that one comes up self-protection. So let's write that down, self-protection, all right,
okay.
Which could be one of the lessons you're here to learn while you're in your soul purpose. All right?
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
And now going back up to 2, which is tolerance. Boy, you're on a real spiritual path because you're getting some of the big, you know, the 7 lessons. The rest of the card deck, it's 52 cards, and they're usually relating to the 7. And now we're going to go to the number 13, and it's let go. So we've got 3 cards for a small soul purpose reading. One is self-protection, one is tolerance, and one is let go. So it appears to me that what you have is a struggle on your soul path between knowing who to trust and who not to trust, okay? And also wanting people to, when you have, when you feel that you do know something, you want people to follow what you believe, perhaps even your children. Do you have children?
Yes.
Okay. And this is a conflict in lessons, okay? The tolerance and the self-protection lessons, they work together because if it's – once you learn the lesson of tolerance, which is that people are allowed to be wrong – and they're allowed to have a separate path with God, even if it's someone that you feel enmeshed with, like your children, like you want them to, you want to prevent them from having the same problems that you've had. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And because you're enmeshed with them, you're not always as aware of what you need. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so in order to unravel your soul purpose, it's important for you to examine these 2 lessons. You are, in your own way, a teacher. Okay, does that make sense?
Oh, yes.
All right, so, but what's holding you back is the combination of these 2 lessons. They're tough because I don't know if you've studied or if you've taken classes, but you are really born with a higher awareness, okay? And so you get frustrated sometimes because you think you should be further along with the goals that you have. All right?
Yes.
Now, the 3rd card, let go, that's really hard for you. Are you like a Virgo or something?
No, Capricorn.
I'm not an astrologer, but are Capricorns known to, like, not let go? It's like hoarding emotions.
I'm a little stubborn.
What would your friends say?
And probably a procrastinator like you mentioned earlier.
Yes, thank you for catching on to that.
But I do know what I know, and I guess I have difficulty there when I want to share that information with somebody and they're not ready to receive it.
Right, and tolerance thinking, lesson.
Why can't you see this?
That's the tolerance lesson, and that's why you have to let go, let God, and what will happen is the people who are ready for it will see you. The biggest there. I don't know. Did you ever see Avatar?
No, I haven't.
The movie.
Not.
Okay, watch the movie Avatar if you get a chance. I mean, it's long, but there is one thing that I like to use as an analogy, and just watch when they use the phrase "I see you." Okay, because people who are spiritual and on a path, we often feel totally invisible. And it's okay, because only the people who are supposed to see us will see us.
Okay.
Do you feel a little better about things?
Yeah, I just want to kind of bring people up to, you know, bring them up to higher consciousness with
you
me.
You can't
and I
do
guess
that.
Just,
you can't do that. You can't drag them up.
I know.
What you do, there's an expression, and it's actually, I think it's Hasidic Jewish, where you want your glass of wine to be so full that it spills over and people want to catch what spills over rather than taking what's in your glass of wine and pouring it into others.
Okay.
Think about that.
Okay.
But God appreciates your desire to do so. You are appreciated and you are loved.
Wow, I feel that. I'm very grateful.
But just don't worry. The whole world is not on your shoulders, and the people who need what you have will find their way to you.
Okay. Now, explain to me a little bit more about letting go and letting God.
I do have other callers, thank God.
Okay.
But I want to, I will talk to you about it because it ties in, again, meditate on these three words, self-protection, tolerance, and letting go. Because letting go, I'm just going to give you the expression, let go, let God.
Okay.
All right? That keep in mind that God has this under control. And by, you know, by being a partner with the universe, we are all connected. We all have the divine spark. So you can say, God, you know, I didn't create this person. I can't fix them. This person I give to you with open, loving arms. And then if God says, you see, and then another person, God will say, you know, you have the gifts. Why don't you help that person? And they'll appreciate you, and it'll be a mutual exchange. It should always be mutual. If you feel drained by someone, it's not mutual. They're not ready. So send them to God.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much, and I'm going to continue to listen.
Awesome. I'll look forward to it. All righty, then. I have
to
switch now. God bless. I have to switch now to Maya from Massachusetts. I hope you are still on the line.
Yes, I am. How are you, Steph?
I am wonderful. And would you like me to pull some cards for you? Would you like me to...
Yes, I'm sorry. And I'm speaking to my computer, so the connection is iffy. So I'm so sorry for the confusion. But yes, I just wanted a general reading, and however you would do it.
Okay. Well, let me get, let me get down to the right. First number that came up was, I'm having technical difficulties here. First number that came up was 9. So we're going to find the card that says 9. And it is ground yourself. So write that down. All right. And we'll go and we're going to pull 2 more cards. The next one is 10. And it's compassion. And then again 13. Again, let go. That seems to be the topic of the evening. Now, ground yourself, I think, and I think I do think I know who you are, so I know a little bit about you, not much, but because I'm actually getting something that I wouldn't have known about you. So the first thing that I do know about you is that you take on too much at one time. Okay? You're very driven.
Yeah.
You take on too much, and so you wind up living in chaos to some extent, and it's almost like it's comfortable for you. You probably wouldn't know what to do if you didn't have it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so Spirit's basically saying ground yourself because life doesn't have to be that difficult. Okay, it really, really, really doesn't. You can feel relaxed. You can feel on top of things. Because let's say you get all your work done for the day, whether it's at a job or it's at school or whatever it is that you're doing, you would still create something to worry about. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Okay. Because you just don't know what to do with yourself. You don't know how, and you're perfectly capable of this, but you don't know how to just be relaxed. You have to find, I want you, and you'll call back in a couple weeks, I want you to find three things to do that are just really dumb or relaxing. Like, for example, and I will say this on radio, I know that my audience reaches all over the country, maybe even I've had people from other countries. I will admit publicly that I read all the gossip magazines. Okay? And I'm an educated person. I am educated. I have, my mother used to say I had more degrees than a thermometer. Okay? I like brain candy. I don't know these people. I don't care. It makes me happy. I like to see them ragging on who's wearing what, even though I wear nothing but blue jeans and t-shirts and sweaters. It's fun. It's escape. That is relaxing. I also like to play this game I've said on other shows. I like to play Plants and Zombies. All right? And that relaxes me. Now, you don't have to do those types of things. Taking a walk in the woods. I know you like to draw. I do. I like my artwork. But something that's even more just relaxing and dumb, because you have to find a way. And now, from a spiritual standpoint, of course, everybody says learn to meditate. I think that you are at a pre-meditation state, because I think that with meditation, unless you already do it and I'm wrong, that you would try too hard. Does that make any sense?
That's very true. I cannot meditate just sitting alone doing nothing. I cannot do it. I'm too active, I think.
Exactly. So you first have to learn to dumb down your brain or whatever. You have to let it. You have to learn to pay. Part of the whole process also of energy ascension is learning to be very self-aware. You have to start being very aware of your vibration, your energy, and that'll make you more aware of psychic energies as well. So if you can zone out, even if you want to zone out in front of the TV, pick one show that totally just helps you, that you can really escape, okay? There's nothing wrong with it. It's not anti-spiritual.
And what type of show? Because now I'm really into like criminal shows and a really knowledge-based, not dumbing down shows. But should I be watching other shows besides crime shows, or should I be myself
Well, I'd watch the Comedy Channel. I mean, definitely watch the shows that are entertaining to you, because I love those shows. I mean, I've been a fan of Law and Order since it began. If it's something that makes you disturbed, like there's one show, The Criminal Minds, no offense, I'm not, you know, giving it a bad review, but there's some show that is so disturbing to me, I totally can't watch it. Now, I will tell you that the show Community is hilarious. It's on, but it's on when my show is on, so maybe watch it on Hulu. But I will brag that my daughter got a part on one episode, the seventh episode, which I probably won't be on the radio that night. So I will announce it. My daughter is on an episode of Community. It is a laugh-out-loud funny show. It's on NBC on Thursday nights. Comedy is good. Or if you're totally engaged and you're not distressed, you know, choose something that's just going to keep your mind engaged and zoned out. You know, it's just now. But let's not just stay with ground yourself. There's something that popped up here And I am, what Spirit's telling me is very interesting. Evidently, there are times that because you have had certain difficulties in life, this surprised me, like all get out, but Spirit tells me that there are times when you lack compassion for other people. This is not what I would have thought. It is your very most private thoughts that there are times that you feel like telling people, I don't want to hear your whining. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
And you wouldn't know, nobody would ever know that that's what you're thinking, but Spirit told me that that compassion is really important because you've had certain challenges, but you need to transform all of that energy into love and release and acceptance. And that way, you, when you're in a lower phase, you won't fall prey to negativity where you feel like a victim. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, it does.
Okay. So always did you want to say something? Always come from a place of love, acceptance, and compassion. And any negative feelings that you feel, and it's not that you don't have, you know, it's not that anybody would say, you know, oh, you know, nobody should ever feel anything negative. But you are a person on a spiritual path. And for you to stay in the higher levels of bliss and happiness, this is something you need to overcome, is that sense of you need to be able to see the soul energy in people, even if they're idiots, and even if you think they're just whining, and it's like, well, you know, do you know what I'm saying? See them
I do sometimes I hope to always be loving and compassionate, but yes, the deep dark times where I'm in my own dark little bubble maybe and feel negative thoughts towards other people,
not to interrupt you, but it's because you're really angry because of some of the struggles that you've had.
Yes.
Where the conversation needs to be and the honesty needs to be. It's really about you. It's never about them. And it's perfectly fine and understood. And obviously this card came up and God already knows everything you think and feel, and it's perfectly fine. But keep it focused at what it really is, and then you'll be able to work from your higher chakras. And you'll be able to live in a state of real balance and love. And I don't want to forget the last card, which is let go. Anytime you're feeling that way, ask God to take it from you.
Okay.
All right. Do you have any other questions?
Yes. No, I just wanted to hear these cards and just where my life is and where it is going. So it will go on, it will get better and better from the readings as long as I focus on the positive and really hone in my energy to myself and seeing that everything is happy in my life.
You just need to continue doing what you're doing because you're pretty awesome.
Okay.
And
okay,
that's what you need to do is to see yourself as God sees you.
Okay.
And just avoid, you know, the typical human foibles of getting in your own way. And give your brain a rest.
Okay.
Go watch the Colbert Report or something. Yeah. On Comedy Central. Take care.
Okay. Yeah, you all too. Right. And also congratulations to your daughter for her role in Community, too.
Yay. Thank you. I know. I'm excited. So she, it's her first network part. And she got to be with Hilary Duff. How's that? That's my bragging
rights.
That's
wonderful.
Yeah, so anyway, keep listening and do call in again.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do. Thank you so much, Deb. Have a nice night.
Thank you. And now, if he was patient and is still here, we've got David from Charlotte. Are you still here? Well, bummer. Sorry, David. I hope you will call back again. We still have time this evening for another caller, 888-815-9756. And I'm very happy to pull individual cards for you. And I'm glad that we had the kinds of callers that we did, because it can show you how the cards will tell you things about yourself that relate to what you can do to be your own teacher, your own guru, essentially. And that's really what you are. You are your own teacher. So, David, please do call back from Charlotte. I welcome your call. I know that was a long time to be waiting. But we do have Kim from Maryland. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Deborah. Good evening. How are you?
I am just wonderful.
First time calling into your show.
Awesome.
And I just wanted to see, I don't really have a specific question. Maybe just, I don't know, any information you can give me. What do you see, like, for my future? Or am I on the right path in life that I'm supposed to be on?
Are you looking for a new job?
I am, actually, yes.
You're going to get a good new job.
Good.
That's the first thing Spirit told me, so it must be something on your mind.
Yes.
A good one. You're going to be a happy, happy girl.
Wonderful.
So now let's talk about your spiritual path. Although everything that we do in our lives relates to our spiritual path, because it's intertwined, and it gives us the opportunity for all of our lessons, gives us the opportunity to provide for the rest of our life. So let me see what. Okay, the first card for you, I'm going the wrong way, is two, and it's tolerance. Next one is 12. You would think I had this deck memorized, but I don't. And that's act in faith.
Okay.
Let go is good for you, but your third card is 14, which is scrutiny. Scrutiny leads me to believe that you have had some self-protection lessons. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay, and so you have learned or are learning how to be a little bit more cautious in making judgments about who you're going to be with and who's going to take your energy. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so that's the scrutiny card. That's came up to remind you, especially if you do get when you get a new job, to use those skills. I love the expression, keep your friends close and your enemies closer, or your frenemies,
right.
And just keep in mind that it's a competitive world, and not everybody has your best interests at heart. Now, on the other hand, Spirit's also saying that you seem to need to let go of your desire. Again, it's similar to a couple of callers ago. Do you have children?
Yes, I do.
And how old are they?
I have two boys that are, actually my oldest son turned 23 today, and
All right.
my younger son
All right.
is 20.
Okay. They're young adults.
Yes.
Are
and
you,
then I have a daughter who passed in 03.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You know, we can talk about that another time, but I'm actually feeling that she's where she needs to be. I mean, like, she's not, I'm not feeling her presence.
Okay.
But I am feeling that the boys that, do you feel, are you still involved in their lives?
I am, but not like I wish it was, you know, not like I really wish, you know.
Basically, I mean, yes, Spirit's saying it's good for you to be less involved with them. So
really?
That you can be more involved with you.
Right.
Because it's very, and now I understand also because you've lost a child, how important your mothering is and was to you, and that
right.
as an identity, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And so with tolerance, what I was told right away is it's like the umbilical cords have to be cut in order for you to survive emotionally. It's really important. You've done a great job. I mean, there may be parenting things because kids, even if they're in their 20s, are kind of dumb, you know, and they'll ask
right.
parents for intervention for certain things. But on
mm-hmm.
an emotional level, it's like for you to now blossom and grow and to follow your spiritual path, it's important that you, like, really cut the cord. And let go. That's why the let go came also. One of the cards that came up was act in faith. And I think it's just a reminder for you that, you know, you're always with God.
Right.
Have you felt separate?
A little bit I have lately, yes.
To what do you attribute it? I'm getting information, but I want a little more from you.
Well, I have been seeing spirits since I was 5, and I also have given readings. I'm not licensed or certified, so forth.
There is no certification except to be certifiable.
I'm sorry?
I was making a joke. I said there really isn't a certification except we think we're often certifiable. Correct?
Right. But
Are you seeing your daughter?
Oh, yeah, I see her not as often as I did when she first passed. She was 14. She passed 8 days before her 15th birthday. But, yeah, I do see her, actually, her and my dad. My dad passed November 10th of 02, and then my daughter passed October 30th of 03, so within 11 months I lost my dad and my daughter. So, yeah, I actually do see both of them still, but, again, not like I did at first, but I know they're busy.
Are you married?
I was. I am divorced.
Okay, so you're alone.
No, I actually have a fiancé. We've been together about 11 years.
Thank God. You've been together 11 years?
Yes.
And it's not a marriage yet?
No, we're actually talking now about it, so.
Well, here's my advice, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel
okay.
very strongly about this. It's very important for you, even though I know that your loss of your daughter was a long time ago, it's as fresh as if it were yesterday. Yeah. It will always be that way. Because it's an, as many cultures say, it's unnatural.
Right.
And was it a, like an accident or something?
She had seizures.
Okay. So it was not unexpected, but it was unexpected.
Right, that's right.
Okay. It's really important. I'm feeling like it's imperative that right now you need to do some ritual and prayer and really either – it's sort of like – okay, let's be blunt. You need to create a unit with your fiancé. I didn't even pick up on him, all right? You need to cut the umbilical cord with the boys, and you need to make peace and do ritual to separate from your daughter. It's up to you. I mean, I'm not saying you have to do this. But, mm-hmm. And the best thing for you to do is to marry your fiancé.
Okay.
Unless you want to move on. Because for you, you are so mired in the mud. It's like you're stuck.
That is correct.
And, pardon?
I said that is right.
You are stuck. And, you know, you do for other people, but
oh, yes.
if you're able to do this and you bring God into the center of this relationship, and when I speak of God, it is the God. You know, it is the God of everything, the creator of everything, the divine spark that's in all of us. When you
yes.
bring all of that energy and allow it into your home and you join together with your fiancé, and it's not that you should be married or not married. It's not moral. It's that it creates a divine relationship and the two of you will focus on each other. It'll be kind of like love potion number 9, you know,
right.
where it's like, wow, where'd you come from? You need to now allow yourself to love a man fully and to move beyond your role as a mother
okay.
and as a daughter. Now, this is just, I'm not the final authority, but this is a very strong suggestion from Spirit.
Okay. No, I understand it completely and agree with it.
Well, you meditate on it and listen to the show and feel free to call back or, you know, email me or look for me on Facebook. But I give you all the support of the universe. This will make your life wonderful. This will heal
okay.
you.
Now, let me ask you, Deborah, now, by me, you know, still seeing my daughter, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
If she's always going to check in on you, but she has to know that you're okay.
Yes.
And you need to tell her, I'm okay. You can
oh, I
move
have.
On.
I mean, people think, people have said I was crazy, Deborah, because I've always accepted the fact, you know, of her passing. And I accept the fact that she's gone, and it's just, you know, where her father has not still, and I mean, I have
but
been
it,
able
but
to
it's,
move.
It's, I don't mean to interrupt you, but it's different because you've accepted it, but it's because you know she's still around and you can see her. You need to still put closure on it from your role as a mother. Because she's still worried about you. Even she when she comes in, she's mm-hmm. still relates to some of the emotions that she had as a human. She needs to get further away from this plane to go to the more further away to the astral plane.
Oh, okay.
If she's, you see what I'm saying? If she's coming in
yeah.
to us, she's reducing her energy into a more dense energy, and then she can
right.
be more connected to what we're doing here.
Okay.
I mean, it's wonderful, but she can check in from time to time. It's not like you'll lose all contact with her.
Right.
But by you going on with your life and getting married to an 11-year fiancé and going on and doing things and letting the boys do their thing and, you know, by all of that, everything is going to move according – it's going to move ahead according to God's plan because all energy needs to move ahead, this, especially at
right.
this time. This is a time of ascension.
Okay.
And she needs to go to a different place because there needs to be more room here to take the people who are here who need to go on to another place. You know, everything's got to be in motion. And
right.
so you have to unstuck yourself.
Yeah,
I am actually getting right.
on it.
I'm getting to the end of the hour. It went very, very fast. I apologize to the remaining callers. We have Kara and we have Don. I won't be able to get to you this week. I'm so glad that you called. Please call again next week. Even if I have a guest, I always leave it open for callers and discussion. Just keep listening. And Kim, just, you know, think about what I have said. Okay?
And thank you,
still
you
there?
So much. I enjoyed speaking with you, and
okay.
I will.
Okay, so we are near, as I said, we're near the end of the hour. Think about what you've heard about other people's lessons, and we'll continue to talk about the seven lessons and your soul path. And the one thing I want you to know is you cannot blow your mission because it's an ongoing thing. It's as if it's Groundhog's Day all over again. And your spirit guides want you to succeed. They want you to experience love. They want you to know God, and they want you to know that God is within you, that you can connect to all other people and their divine spark as well. Just keep yourself in line with that divine energy, and everything will be great. So tune in again next week to BBS Radio and Soul Odyssey. This is your host, Deborah Herman. You can check me out also on Facebook under Deborah Levine Herman or at my website, www.soul-odyssey.com. That's soul-odyssey.com. Good night.